One of Elon Musk's first moves when he bought Twitter was to lay off a significant number of employees. Now, two of those former employees have filed a class action lawsuit, saying the move disproportionately hurt female workers. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Deepa.
So this new class action lawsuit alleges that the layoffs Musk made since buying Twitter have disproportionately impacted female workers. Evidence do they cite?
Well, they have a spreadsheet of all of the employees who were laid off. And the lawsuit claims that 57% of the women who work for Twitter were laid off and 47% of men were laid off. And they also say about 63% of women in engineering roles at the company were laid off versus about 48% of men. And they actually quote a labor economist who sort of crunched the numbers to say that it would be very rare for this to happen by chance, that it appears that this was a discrimination on Musk's part. And the lawsuit further tries to back that up with by pointing out some of the tweets Musk himself has posted recently with very sexist jokes, sort of chauvinistic comments and whatnot to sort of back up the notion that he's being, basically discriminating by laying off more of the women at Twitter than the men.
And his tweets that you're talking about, there was one which was made last year in which he jokes about starting a new university with a vulgar acronym for women's breasts. I mean, he posts a lot to Twitter. His account is essentially a collection of really public statements. Do you think that these will hold weight in a lawsuit?
I think, they are pretty dangerous to be presented in front of a jury if you're trying to make the case that he is a chauvinist or sexist. They sort of speak for themselves as the one you mentioned. It is the type of evidence that I think could be used in court to sort of back up what this lawsuit claims for sure.
Now, last year, six women sued Tesla, his other company, over alleged sexual harassment. What do we know about the history of lawsuits and accusations against Musk's businesses?
Yeah, there's definitely been a string of them over the years, and especially with this Twitter acquisition, there's another big lawsuit, class action lawsuit, that alleges the company failed to give employees the required 60 to 90 days notice about mass layoffs. He's also facing a separate claim that he retaliated against an employee who tried to organize a strike at the company. So it's certainly a lot of litigation being brought through the years at Tesla, but also specifically because of this Twitter takeover of his.
And can you give us like a 20-second answer to how things are looking in general at Tesla while Musk is tied up at Twitter?
Well, there's problems there. For one thing, the stock price is down about 50% this year. And Bloomberg, we've been reporting that demand for Teslas in China has been weakening and that they're cutting back production shifts there. So sort of problems in both parts of his empire. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thanks as always, Mike.
Oh, thanks for having me.